G'day, I'm Mark Pesce, and welcome back to This Week in Startups Australia. Across 12 years, This Week in Startups Australia has charted the growth of Australia's startup ecosystem and beyond. From time to time, we dip our toe into the Tasman, swim across the ditch, and find out what's going on over in New Zealand. They haven't been sleeping. Startups over there are thriving, led by the monster of Kiwi startups, Xero. In September, I was invited to give the opening keynote of the 2025 Canterbury Tech Summit. It's a great day of talks and presentations and a show floor crowded with some of New Zealand's hottest startups. I got to speak with the founders of a few of those startups while I was there, and in this episode, we take a look at a startup that straddles the line between medical device and helpful lifestyle gadget. What's that like as a business, and how do you fund it? Insight from across the Tasman on this episode of This Week in Startups, Australia and New Zealand.
Yes, so my name's Steve Lefley. I'm the founder of MyoVault, and we're making wearable physical therapy technology to use for in-home clinical rehab. So remote clinical rehab to fill the space of where you want to get a clinical treatment with a clinical assessment, but outside of a clinic.
So how does that work? You want to show us?
Yeah, so this particular product is for the lower back. So it's a musculoskeletal treatment for the lower back, stimulating the muscles and the nerves. So reducing stiffness, reducing back pain, and increasing mobility to try and remove lower back injury and shorten the time off work.
How does that work? You want to show us?
Yeah, sure. So we've got a device that looks like this inside a strap. Inside this device, we have small actuator motors, and they have controlled actuated frequencies. So they basically are driven between 30 and 80 hertz, which those frequencies stimulate the tissues and the nerves and create like a neuromuscular pain relief and mobility increase, increased circulation as well. So you can give a back treatment by having these motors actuating in a certain way using software to control them. Inside here we also have some sensors so that we can check the movement of the person and so that they can do a muscular assessment as well. So they can move in different ways and it will measure a 3D signature, and then you can benchmark that against how well you were today, tomorrow, next month, and make a clinical judgment on it.
So it can tell you whether you're making progress, whether you're not making progress.
Correct. So you can tell whether you're recovering or not recovering. Also, it basically will record the movement and the usage. So you can then overlay how much you used the treatment versus how much you recovered and make a clinical judgment on it.
So am I buying this off the shelf, or is this something that I'm getting from a physio, or how does that work?
Yeah, so this is designed to be a home medical device. The gateway will be through a clinician or through a clinical pathway. So when you go to your doctor or your physio with a lower back problem, then MyoVault will be like a care pathway that can be offered to you, and then you can use it at home for what will be a guided several weeks, something like that, with a clinical check-in from the clinician, either automatically through AI or from an actual clinician. You can have both options. And then the result is that you want to try and get people back mobile, back into work, back into sport faster.
Okay, so when you talk about faster, what does that actually mean in practice?
Yeah, so I mean, basically, a lot of lower back pain injuries in New Zealand, the ACC, which is our main health insurer, spends $10,000 per back injury case, lower back case. Most of that money is spent paying wages or subsidising wages while people stay at home for around 6 weeks recovering from their lower back pain, whilst having a series of physical therapy treatments and probably a lot of meds, probably a lot of non-steroidal anti-inflams. So that costs a lot of money.
ACC pays $800 million a year for that at the moment, just for back. So what we want to try and do is shorten that time from 6 weeks, 4 to 6 weeks, down to maybe 2 weeks, maybe 1 week, and then maybe we can cancel out the meds and also cancel out some of the physio, get people back active again, back to work, save a ton of money.
Yeah. Well, and also they're happier because they're not in pain for 6 weeks, right?
Yeah. I mean, I'm looking at what drives the medical industry, which is cost. Yeah. But for the person, of course, it's return to normal life faster.
Yeah. Yeah.
Some people live in very, very acute pain with low back pain, right?
Yeah. All right. So tell me a little about this. So you had to go through an engineering design process to manufacture. Could you talk a little bit about that?
Yeah, so I come from a wearable technology background. We used to work with Olympic athletes producing muscle performance technologies. Back in 2012, we worked with the British cycling team to produce muscle-enhancing garments for them to wear during the Olympics. A lot of them were...
Legal?
Yep, exactly. It was legal performance-enhancing technology. It was sponsored by Adidas. That was their corporate team sponsor. We worked for Adidas to do it. And these were infrared warming pants. They gave a 10% muscle power gain. So what we wanted to do is like expand on that and bring it into the medical field. So bring about wearables that can have a performance gain or a medical gain that's body worn. So that's my engineering solve. And then we've focused in on vibration because it was lower power than using infrared. And there's a lot of clinical backing around using vibration for musculoskeletal treatment already. All we had to do was miniaturize it, make it wearable, and then undergo quite extensive clinical trialing and research with our research partners publishing the studies to show it works.
Okay, let me just say, as someone who has mentored startups in med tech, and this is not quite, but it is, the closer you edge to med tech, the more expensive and the longer it takes.
Yeah, absolutely. So like, you know, I talked about London 2012, where we were doing athlete muscle enhancing. Obviously 2012 was quite a while ago, right?
Yeah.
So yeah, it takes time. We started pivoting to this technology in 2016. We were probably a good 3 to 4 years of engineering and clinical research validation before we could start to market some early devices. And then we've had a lot of studies published since then, and now we're moving into other conditions treatment using this technology, like neurological conditions like stroke, MS, Parkinson's, cerebral palsy in children as well. So there's a lot of neurological conditions that this is useful for as well. But the key similarity with all the others is that they're useful for home rehabilitation without a clinician being present. It's a very safe technology. It's still a registered medical device, so that's part of the time frame that you have to go through. It takes time to get regulated as well.
And you'll have to do that for every country that you enter.
Correct. Yeah, so we're FDA registered for the US, we're MedSafe here in New Zealand, TGA in Australia, blah, blah, CE Medical in Europe. So it takes time. We've got some investors, obviously. You've got to be in for the long haul with this sort of technology. And I guess, you know, I've worked in technology startups in wearables for sportswear companies, which was a lot of fun, but now this is a real sort of impact mission we're on, where we're trying to see how many people can this help, and that's really what drives us now.
Which is a beautiful way of putting it. Does that mean that your investors knew that they were going to have to be patient about a return in a way that another startup investor
that's
might not
such
be?
A good question, because like investors are investors, right? They put in money to multiply their money, but it is true, like our one of our biggest investment groups is a bunch of high net worth older people in New Zealand, and they are interested in the impact. They're interested in backing something that's going to make a difference, and they're not in a position where they really need to have that money multiplied immediately, and they are on board for this longer haul process. If we were purely VC backed, that would not be the case.
MyoVault is one of those rare startups that is seeking to do well by doing good. And when you sail close to the sun of medical technologies, that implies a whole bunch of hard work that has to be done, sometimes for years, sometimes for decades, before you see any returns. Now, it looks as though this has a history that really does go back more than a decade that will turn into a product that's now coming to market. To do that, as Steve Lefley points out, you really do need to have investors who understand what you're doing and believe in you. And the only way that can happen is if you've talked to those investors over a long period of time, really built trust up. And that trust can then be the foundation for building great, innovative products. Thanks to Steve Lefley of MyoVolt for joining us on this episode. More big thanks to the organizers of the Canterbury Tech Summit. We have got more than a decade of great stories from founders on our website at twistartupsaus.com. It has everything. All the shows, all the interviews, all the photos, and all the links to all the stories. So check it out at twistartupsaus.com. We'll be back next week with an AI startup revolutionizing retail. If you like this show, please follow us on your favorite podcasting app so that you can stay up to date with everything that's happening in Australia and New Zealand's startup ecosystem. And if you're interested in becoming a sponsor for This Week in Startups Australia, please drop us a note via the website at twistartupsaus.com. Until next week, this is Mark Pesce, thanking you for listening.